Good to be joined here at Pulaski Academy now by second-year assistant coach Anthony Lucas, former Razorback, known most importantly for the catch against Tennessee.
How about
would Matt Jones throwing passes to you? Would that have been pretty cool?
You know, he came up there and worked out a little bit when Green Bay, I believe, and he came back and would work out it was fun to watch him run routes, although it was, you know, just a short amount of time and stuff. But to mentor, you know, people like a George Wilson and Richard Smith for – and that's one thing I think Petrino might have got away from a little bit, that Houston Nutt was real good about having former players come back.
Man, I loved it, man. And just to be able to catch a ball from you and everything too. And, you know, just like he said, mentor those guys and try to take a page out of their book too, because that's one thing. When I was playing at Arkansas, a lot of people didn't know this. I never thought, and I still to this day, I never think that I'm better than anybody else. I used to watch a Michael Williams come out of his break because I knew that was my weakness. I used to watch an Emmanuel Smith, how he was aggressive off the line of scrimmage, or Michael Snowden, and Guy Eubanks and JJ. I took pages out of those guys' book and added to my game, and I think that helped me.
Well, the difference in you and JJ coming out of a break is JJ is so much lower to the ground.
Right.
But that's
he has great feet.
And that's exactly right. Yes. And that's what I would watch Chad Johnson, you know, because that was one of the worst things I did as far as when I was trying to make the transition.
Right.
I would watch Randy Moss and I was like, Coach, I can't do anything he can do. You know, he's that good.
Right.
But you try to watch a Larry Fitzgerald, you try to watch the Anquan Boldin, how they lean up and then cut across and that's what the head coach was just saying, how you're able to help these receivers with some technique stuff that, you know, you don't know. Nobody's teaching you that in high school, and you've had the experience to do that.
Right, and I love it. I love it. We got a lot of great guys here, a lot of great young receivers here with so much ability, that got a couple guys on this team that has feet like a J.J. Metters, you know, and hands like a Eubanks and stuff. So we're not as big this year, but we're going to shock a lot of people. So.
Well, in talking with Kevin, you never know, because I'll always come up to him at the beginning of the year. I might come out and watch a practice in the fall or something, getting ready for the high school game of the week or something, or the season in general. Trey, we're not going to be very good this year. We're going to struggle to win.
Can I say something?
Anthony, no. You don't have to say anything, because this is like the seventh year I've heard it, and every year he's battling for a state championship.
He says this right before a game. Coach, how you doing? Because y'all know me. I'm always energetic and just excited about it. Anthony, we're going to get killed. They're going to kill us. We're going to lose. I was like, the first two games he did this, and I'm like, what's going on? And Coach Wood and all the other coaches say, Anthony, you got something you're going to have to get used to around here. That's him before every game. You know, he's
I wonder if he said it when
everything.
They went to Cabot a couple of years ago, Coach, we're going to get killed. And they end up, it was like 35-0 before Mike Malham's team ever touched the football.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure he did. And he says that. And that's something I had to really adjust to with Coach Kelly. But, man, it's been great coaching here and coaching up under him. And just trying to pick his brain and learn as much as I can from him, and not just only him, but as all of the other coaches too.
What's been another adjustment that you've had to make? Obviously, with your time, I guess, one, but now that you are here and you are coaching going into your second year.
One thing has been, I think, adjusting to it. I always want to get the guys together with me to watch film so that I can coach them up. Okay, watch yourself on this route. Okay, you should have did this than to do that. So that's kind of different on a high school level, because I'm used to the college and doing it in the NFL. Like, we always met with the players, and here's a little different in high school. You can, but
it's,
you know,
more
those
individualized
guys work out here,
as you get older.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot more individualized. But, you know, we talk through it out here, and I watch these guys, and I'm so big on doing the little things. That's what I'm so – and I know they get tired of me.
No shortcuts,
saying,
is that something that –
looking the ball into the tuck. Just
every
just
time.
Little
every
thing.
Time, yeah.
And when they don't do it, I say, you see what happened. You know, and I break it down. I try to show them.
Is that something you got from Fitz Hill
when
he was the receivers coach?
No doubt. I learned a lot from him. Dr. Hill is like a second father to me, like a mentor to me as well, and that's what I learned from him, because he taught us all those things, and then when, you know, it carried over to the football field. That's why we were, as a wide receiver group, we were so successful, because of the way he taught us and the way he coached us.
Looking at Brett Bielema at Arkansas and possibly well, we believe going away from the spread offense, you know, like Bobby Petrino would want to run pro style, and going with more of a pound running game.
Right.
What are your thoughts on getting back to that and trying to explain to the fans that, you know, you're not going to see a 52-28 score because it's just not going to happen.
Well, winning cures everything.
Right.
But with my crew that was up there for a couple years, when we had some talent, we had a Sean Andrews, we had some talent, but we would score 45. You know, we could score some points running, but yeah, it's not as flashy as what Petrino would do.
It's going to, and man, I know you can vouch for me on this. It's going to be a big change for this year. You know, a lot of, even like you said it best, the fans. Oh man, you know these fans are unbelievable in the state of Arkansas and it's all around the world. Getting adjusted to that run pass. It's going to be hard on us, but winning cures everything. We can win ball games and just play hard, like, you know, true Razorbacks supposed to play. Then I think everything will be fine. Everything will fall in place. But I'm going to kind of miss seeing the aired out show too, because he came down. He and Coach Pittman came down. They were talking. No, I'm sorry. Coach Chaney was with him. They came down to see Hunter when they first got here, and then he was like, they were talking in the office. I was in the passing, saw him in passing, and he said, Coach Kelly asked, so what y'all going to do this? He said, Coach Chaney, like, yeah, we like to throw the ball. We're going to make sure we get Hunter involved. And Coach Bielema stepped right in and said, yeah, but we're going to be balanced. We're going to run it, and we're going to run and pass the ball. So that was kind of funny how they, you know, how they gel. But I wish those guys nothing but the best. I had an opportunity to go up to the high school camp with them and spend some time with those guys. I promise you guys. Matt, I don't know if you've been there, but it's a different atmosphere there.
I have not been up there yet.
That's something I wanted to ask you about, Anthony, is the difference in the regime that just left and the one that's in there now.
One thing that, you know, I never feel like anybody owes Anthony Lucas anything, but it was – guys, I didn't go to the Brawls complex. I hadn't been inside the complex, I don't think, in maybe 3.5-4 years during the year. Now, I went last year – when Coach Petrino was gone, and, you know, that went to the camp. This is my second year this year. But, you know, with all due respect to him, great, you know, he has a great offense and everything, but it was different. It was totally different those couple years. And guys, I'm serious. I didn't even really want to go to the complex because of what I've heard and how I heard it was. I just didn't want to, you know, give him the opportunity to get myself talked bad to or anything like that. But now I tell you, it's totally, and that's just what I've heard, and, you know, I just say I'm not going to deal with that. But now this year, he wants us to come back. He welcomes us with open arms. And like I said earlier, you know, I don't feel like they owe me anything. I'm so thankful to be a player at the University of Arkansas and everything that has happened to me up there. But I do feel like players that love the program and that love Arkansas Razorback football should be able to come back and meet the guys and try to end just – give a word of encouragement, words of encouragement to those guys, or influence to those guys, not only football wise, but about college, the college lifestyle and life.
You make
itself
a great point too, because here, this is just, it was so cool to when Anthony Lucas came back and he was there on the sideline for games, or he came back and worked out with us in the summer. And Coach Bielema said it best. He said, you know, former players are the best ambassadors of the school.
Exactly.
They want to see that. You know, players, and I don't know if, and I'm like you, there's nothing, you can't say anything negative about Coach Petrino, but he didn't have his arms as open as Coach Bielema does, and that's one thing Coach Nutt, I thought, did a great job of doing.
Right, exactly. And, you know, that's, and it's like Matt said, it's very important that you be able to still connect with not only the fresh players or the young players that are coming in, but also continue support with everybody in that complex, everybody that's on that campus, because those, the work that all those people put in, I like to go back and tell them thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to do that from the third floor of the Brawls complex all the way down to the dungeon, you know, because they played a big part of the success that we had as a team, not just Anthony Lucas, but we had as a team. That's all the things I like to go.
And I think that's something that Coach Bielema has brought to the team this year. I go back to what he said after the first spring practice, when he noticed that all the cups were just thrown around after they had a break, a water break, and Gatorade, and the cups were just thrown around over there. And he said, no, he stopped them. made every player go back over there and
right.
clean the area up.
Right.
You know, it's not
Man.
Their job to come clean up after you.
Right, exactly.
You put the stuff where it's supposed to go, and it's instilling discipline.
Man, and that's what it's all about. It's so amazing you say that. Cause
last year they didn't have it.
We do that here at PA. Everywhere we go, what we do, even at 7-on-7, you know, we up down our guys because they didn't clean the sideline after a game that we had played. It's those little things that we used to take for granted as a kid, but now that we're adults and we see, it's those little things that matter right there. And you learn that's going to go with those guys later on as when they grow up and move on and have families as well.
We're getting close to the break, but one more thing I want to ask you before you go. I know 7-on-7 practice is going on.
Yeah, we're getting ready to lift weights.
We talked yesterday on the show about last season.
Right.
If Arkansas would have had a head coach, and if it would have been Bobby Petrino, the season would have turned out a lot different.
That's the fun thing about being in the radio. We get to talk a lot
We get to talk about ifs and buts.
Hey,
and we counted up possibly 9 wins last year.
Mm-hmm.
We got ridiculed on the morning show for that this morning. Yeah, Tommy Smith. We said the figurehead was not there.
Yeah.
Where was the discipline?
Yeah, I think things would have been a lot
different. Minimum, we said we're going to a bowl game.
Yeah,
six
no
games,
doubt.
Six
mm-hmm.
wins.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at it and you say, well, possibly 7-8. If everything went your way, 9 would have been the match.
I totally agree. It would have been a total different season. We wouldn't have lost. Despite ULM, they had a good year. We wouldn't have lost.
ULM. No,
we wouldn't have lost to the way we lost to some
Ole
of the
Miss.
Games we lost last year. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Anthony,
man,
good luck,
you
buddy.
Guys, man.
Thanks so much.
Y'all do.
Good to see you out here.
Go Hawks.